Presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, and this is Glenn Riggs greeting you once again on what is generally called Blue Monday because it's supposed to be the dullest day in the week. But no day is dull when Hop and Tank go into action. And today's episode is jam-packed full of action from start to finish. So let's change the meaning of Blue Monday. Let's say that it means the beginning of another exciting week of Hop Harrigan on the Blue Network. Incidentally, the papers this morning told all about the record-making trip of the world's largest flying boat, the Mars, from California to Hawaii. In case you didn't read about it, the Mars, flying as a naval plane for the first time, carried 20 passengers, a crew of 15, and 13,860 pounds of cargo. With her four big Wright Cyclone engines turning up 8,800 horsepower and carrying 6,000 gallons of high-test gasoline, the big ship, it has a 200-foot wingspread, made the trip in less than 15 hours. The cabin of the Mars is as large as a 15-room house, and the passengers and crew reported a cruise as smooth as riding in a Pullman train. The Mars was built by the Martin Company, famous for the Marauder and other planes. Now, with the B-19 and the Mars, America can boast the two largest planes in the world. Oh, we've got the planes, so don't forget that America needs flyers. And now to our story. To fulfill their secret mission of bringing vital information on Nazi air strength back to the Allies, Hop and Tank, along with an old German named Stein, have successfully broken out of the Grausbach aviation plant in the heart of Germany. But they have paid a terrific price. Tank has been shot and seriously wounded in the chest. Somehow, the three managed to reach the shelter of a small clump of woods where they stopped to rest. Now, as we return to our story, it is a few moments later. Hop has decided they must move on. He bends over to speak to Tank, who is lying quietly on the ground.
Okay, come on, Tank. I'm afraid we can't let you rest anymore. We have to get... Tank.
Ach, he is so still.
Tank, what's the matter?
Look, Harrigan, his shirt. It is all red.
He's bleeding. His wound opened up.
Oh, dear.
Tank. Tank.
It is no use, Harrigan. He has lost consciousness completely. The bullet, the shock, and the loss of blood.
What do we do? We can't let him die.
I'm afraid we can do nothing. Schaftesheim is 16 miles away.
We've got to save him. Somehow.
Our only hope is prayer.
Stein, wait. I hear a car.
Yes. I hear it too.
It's a German patrol car. The men are getting out. Now they're going to search the ruins of Grausbach. Yes. There they go.
This is the first car. Others will be here soon, and then it'll be impossible for us to escape.
Stein, do you know the roads leading to Schaftesheim?
The map I have will show them.
In that patrol car, the 16 miles will be nothing. We could make it in 20 minutes.
You mean...
If help for Tank can be found in Schaftesheim, that's where we're going. In a hurry.
But if you take the car, they will know. They will block the roads. We couldn't get through.
Stein, this means Tank's life. We're going to Schaftesheim in that car if I have to plow through the whole German army.
Ah, it is suicide. But I am with you. Come then, we must hurry. Every moment that passes means less chance to save your friend.
I've left the driver in the car. I'll take care of him. I still have Hegemann's Luftwaffe uniform on. That'll fool him long enough for me to put him out of the way.
Yeah.
You carry Tank and follow behind me.
Yeah.
Don't show yourself until I call you.
I understand.
Okay, let's go.
Good fortune be with you, my friend.
Thanks.
Achtung! Driver! Driver!
Ah, was ist?
Come, help me! I am hurt.
Du lieber.
Ja, Herr Oberleutnant. I come.
What happened, mein Herr?
Never mind what happened. Help me.
Ja, support yourself on my shoulders, mein Herr.
I'll do more than that, bud.
Tank would have been proud of that punch. Stein, come on, hurry.
Ja, I come. Are you all right?
Yes, it worked perfectly. Here,
I'll help you carry tank.
Oh, thank you.
Now, we'll put him in the back seat.
Yes.
You stay with him to see that he's comfortable.
Yeah. I'll drive.
Yeah.
Now, here we are. Lift him in.
I think...
Easy now.
Easy with the shoulder.
Yeah. There.
I have him now. I will hold him in my arms.
Now, keep low. The men who came in the car are watching us. Hang on now. Here we go.
Hurry! Get down!
We did it. Are you all right, Stein?
Yeah.
Get that map out. Find out where we are. And the shortest route to Shaftesheim.
Yeah, at once.
Here it is. We are on a road leading south of the Grausbach plant.
Yes?
Shaftesheim is to the west of us. We take the first crossroad to the right.
How far to the crossroad?
A mile, perhaps a little more.
Then I can let her out a little.
We are traveling like the wind.
We'll go faster than that before this trip is over. How's Tank?
Still unconscious. He makes no movement, no sound.
Stein, you don't think he's...
Nein, he is not dead. I can feel his pulse beat, but it is very slow.
Is the wound still bleeding?
I think so. The bandages are very wet.
I'd rip them off.
What?
You heard me. Get them off and find something else to bind the wound with, but only a small pad. Then press your hand over the bullet hole. Hard.
Yeah, I understand.
And hurry. Wait, hold on. We're coming to the crossroads. Brace yourself.
I'm ready. Over.
Now, how far do we go on this road?
Several miles yet. It curves gradually southward, so we turn to the right again later on.
Several miles, eh? Well, we can make some time here. How are you doing with those bandages?
All right. I have found a small first aid kit in the side pocket here. I am pressing the patch directly on the wound.
How does it look?
Not very good, Harrigan. The bleeding has slowed down a little, and this pressure may stop it completely. But he's lost a great deal of blood. It's only a matter of time.
How much time?
Perhaps an hour. Two at the very most. He is very weak.
Hold on. I'm giving her all she can take.
Harrigan, we will go off the road at this speed.
Sorry, Stein, but we've got to get help.
Achtung! Achtung!
What is that?
The car radio. It's set in the dashboard.
All patrol. All patrol. Be on the alert for escaping prisoners. They have stolen a patrol car. In the last scene, but on the road south of Grausbach. Mark all roads in an area of 15 miles. They are traveling at great speed and are dangerous. Scout planes have been ordered into the air to watch for them and to report on the progress. Achtung. Be on the alert.
Well, that's all we need.
What are we going to do, Harrigan?
Nothing. Just keep going until we reach Shaftesheim.
But the scout planes, they will see us.
Can't be helped. If only it weren't daylight, we'd have a fighting chance.
Ach, it will not be dark for another half hour at least.
And that's not much help.
Harrigan, Finger has regained consciousness.
What?
Look out! Oh, you almost went off the road.
Tank, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. What you going so fast for, Hop? The cops will haul you in. We'll get a ticket.
Take it easy, fella.
Aunt Agatha's gonna be awful mad at you.
Tank!
You know what she said about driving fast? She won't let us use the car no more.
Tank, snap out of it.
Please, Hop. Don't go so fast.
He is delirious, Harrigan. He does not know what is happening.
Don't go so fast. Aunt Agatha... Get mad at
him. Ach, he's unconscious again.
We've got to reach Shaftesheim. We've got to.
Achtung! Achtung! All patrol! The scout planes have located the escaping prisoners.
Lieber Himmel!
I expected that.
They are speeding west on Road 9. Guards at the intersection of Road 9 and Road 14 to construct a barricade immediately.
Road 14? That is where we turn off, Harrigan.
At its present rate of speed, the car will reach the intersection in 3 minutes. It must be stopped.
Try and do it.
Harrigan, we are trapped. We cannot go on.
We've got to.
But it is impossible. They are tightening the ring around us. With those scout planes above, they can see every move we make.
If you want me to, Stein, I'll stop the car and let you out.
Oh, do not speak foolishly, Harrigan. It is not for myself that I am afraid. It is for the information we carry, the information that must get through to England.
Yes, I know, but Tank is dying.
I am trying my best to help you. Do you not understand? But I cannot let the work of those thousands who died at Krausbach, the people who collected this information, I cannot let it go to waste. Not for the life of your friends, not even for your own life.
Yes, yes, I know, Steiner. I'm sorry I blew up that way. I promise you, things get too tight, I'll do whatever you want me to. But just let me try getting through this jam my way.
Very well, Harrigan. But if you fail, the blood of thousands will be on your head.
Thanks for the tip, Bud.
What are you going to do, Harrigan?
I'm going to plow right through the barricade.
What?
It's a pretty heavy car. I'm counting on the fact that they didn't have very much time to prepare a solid roadblock. With any kind of a break, we should make it.
Look, ahead. There it is.
Brace yourself, Stein. Keep low and protect Tank as much as you can.
I see a firing at us.
Keep low, I said.
Oh, we cannot make it. We will be killed.
Hang on. Here we go.
Crouched low over the steering wheel, his foot jammed down on the accelerator, Hop aims the car straight ahead toward the looming barricade, his mind fixed on one thought. We must get through. We've got to get through. Will he make it? We'll find out in tomorrow's thrilling episode, so don't miss it. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. And now, before we take off, I'd like to read a little poem written by Nosedive, our own little gremlin. Nosedive has evidently been inspired by the fourth victory loan drive, and this is the result of his inspiration. It's called Let's Hang Hitler. Good idea. And here it is. Let's hang Hitler and his dirty Nazi crew. Let's hang Hitler till his funny face turns blue. Let's put an end to this devastating war by buying all the bonds we can in 1944. Bonds buy bombers, and stamps buy guns. And every dime we spend gives the jitters to the Huns. We've got them on the run now. They're starting in to crack. So let's hang Hitler by backing the attack. Well, not bad, Nosedive. Not bad at all. That's Nosedive applauding himself. Yeah, he's a modest little creature. Well, that's all we have time for now. Be with you again tomorrow. Until then, remember, America needs flyers.
CX-4 to control tower. CX-4 to control tower. Standing by.
Control tower to CX-4. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan taking off. See you tomorrow. Same time, same station.
Hop Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine and is heard Monday through Friday at this same time over this same station.